Good morning. June 1st today. Fritz Bergeron, bloodandfaith.com. Got up too early this morning. Darn cat. It's actually our cat. It's a little, I don't know. It's an illegal immigrant. Smuggled him out of Mexico into the United States several years ago. And then, of course, I had to give him a Scandinavian name. So he goes by Sven. So I'm sure I'm transgressing all kinds of normatives on that one, trafficking in cats. But back to Floyd, back to Mr. Floyd out there. So Floyd gets murdered. My initial take, the way I wanted to frame it, was this is an overreaching government that murders people and gets away with it. Nothing new there. Been doing that for a long time, killing white people, killing black people. And my solution was, well, we got to rein in government, rein in government. It's a government issue. It's not a, you know, you don't have to make this into a race issue, even though there's plenty to talk about that. But obviously now it's all about, you know, that evil white man. And yesterday you heard me talk about Van Jones. And, you know, it's all about racism, which means it's anti-white riots, because if you're demonstrating against racism, what you're demonstrating against is white people. And then you got these cowardly white people that you know, claim to be with them. And in the meantime, you got the black man, Van Jones, saying, if you're white, you're guilty, you got the virus. And this is what I mean when I say this is unsustainable. But let's just say it is about race. Let's say this is about white men killing black men. Let's just take it there. And then the solution's really easy. Solution's real simple. From now on, the only person that can touch or arrest a black man is another black man. White cop comes up on a crime scene. Nope, can't touch him. Turn around and walk away. And we're going to go there whether, you know, the policy catches up with that or not. Because the white cops are just going to say, you know what, screw y'all. I'm not going to go through this stuff. And they get hung out to dry. You know, just the mere accusation of it. Now, you can have blacks killing blacks all weekend long in Detroit, Chicago, you know, 10, 20, 30 shootings on the weekend. And like I've said before, nobody cares because it's just blacks killing blacks. But as soon as a white kills a black, it makes national news and international news. And, you know, and here you got the white man on the neck of the black man, and perfect symbology for the racist narrative. So simple, easy. From now on, only black men can arrest black men. All right? Does that solve the problem? Does that solve the problem? Isn't that easy? Isn't that an easy solution? So in black communities, you got to have black police forces. Now, of course, that's why they tried out the black police chiefs in L.A., Minneapolis, because, you know, we're against the systemic racism. And so they put a black man in charge. And that's got to be really frustrating for him, because he's not going to win on that one either. Nobody is. Besides, they like this. It is a power trip. It is manipulation. It is abuse. And it doesn't matter what you do. We're going to burn down the cities anyway. But if you want to be simplistic about it, just hey, only black men can arrest black men, and then you say, okay, only black men can be on the police force in black communities. And so you say, okay, so all the blacks are going to live over here, and we'll give them their own black police force. Well, now it's segregation. Well, we can't do segregation. And so when I say that, you know, the system is, you know, we've built in our own self-destruction. We've built it an unsustainable society. You can't say, you can't want integration and then, you know, solve this problem of a white man arresting a black man. And it doesn't make any sense. White people got to get over this idea that they're irredeemable. You owe yourself more than that. You owe your children more than that. You owe your ancestors more than that. Don't ever let them speak down to you and call you a racist. That's like calling the black man the N-word. When they call you the R-word, that's like you calling them the N-word, except it's worse because they get rights when they claim racism. They get all kinds of rights and special privileges if they call you an R word, and everybody's supposed to run in terror and fear. And that's not sustainable. That's not sustainable either. That's got to be put down hard. And it's got to be put down hard in the minds of white people. And it goes back to what I was saying yesterday. That's all these are, you know, if this was a marriage, all these would be classic signs of domestic abuse. You've got manipulation, you've got coercion, you've got physical violence, you've got fear of physical violence, you've got accusation, you've got sins from, you know, hundreds of years ago hanging over your head all the time where they can jerk you around. All these are the classic signs of domestic abuse, and that's what we've built into the United States with this narrative of, you know, white racism, always being guilty and forever, and they're always going to be able to pull benefits out of because they can play the R card. And that was the tragedy of Obama. That showed what a fake he was. All he had to do was say, "Hey, man, we're good now. Y'all white people, you voted for the black man, and it's good." But no, he doubled down. He doubled down on the charges of racism. So that's what I got this morning. Number one, if you want to solve the problem, fine. Segregation. Only black men can arrest black men. Then the problem that you claim exists goes away. Because if this is racism, well, then it's simple. Only black men arrest black men, and that means segregation. Oh, but you don't like segregation, so you want to keep the system non-functional, so you can keep claiming racism instead of solving the problem. Is that it? Yeah, I think that's it. All right, I got to go to work this morning, guys. I'll talk to you soon.